183.
Right, it's 138, rather than 183. Hearing none, so ordered. That's adopted. Okay, let's skip over to section 27A then. There's a piece up here that I want to deal with in another issue that the DAs have an amendment. Right, Ingrid?
Tell me where we're moving along here.
The DA's amendment is to the language on page 4 of the dash 7 amendments up at the top. Do you want to deal with theirs and I'll hand out to you?
Well, I suppose. Okay, Carl, do you have a...
Well, I'm looking for where we are.
Well, the problem is we've done, we're going to pass out the dash 9 amendments. These are amendments that the district attorneys brought to us, and they are encompassed really in the top of page 4 of the dash 7 amendments, but they are the dash, let's work from the dash 9 amendments and we'll clean it up. So I was intending to skip over. So we're really looking, just go ahead and work from your hand and gross bill. And, yeah, so we're back, page 6 of the printed bill here. Actually, we're up to page 6.
Okay.
Yes. Up to page 6. We are still moving forward, Senator.
That's,
mm-hmm.
That's the stuff. Yeah. Did you wish to hear from us?
Yes, please.
For a reason, yes. Thank you. We're on line.
Limitation here. Right.
Line 6, after the period, insert the willful failure of an obligor, as that term is defined in ORS 25010, to pay support obligation after the obligation becomes a judgment, is a contempt without regard to when the obligation became a judgment. The purpose of that, Madam Chair, members of the committee, was to assure that we didn't have an instance where a period of time lapsed. It's basically recognizing that the limitations can extend for the 2-year duration, certainly, and that if someone had an ability at the first day of that 2-year limitations period, 2 years retrospectively, then even though they may not have paid an obligation that came due prior to that time, that would be encompassed by a finding of contempt. And therefore, we don't want the technical defense to be offered that someone didn't have the money on the first when the payment was due, but they had it on the second, and that's a complete defense to the contempt. I understand that's been raised and successfully argued before the circuit court in Multnomah County, without commenting on whether that has a particularly strong defense. I think that it's a little specious, and this would address that.
Okay, but the dash 9 then says there is some limitation. We don't have the dash 9, Ingrid? He doesn't have the dash 9?
I do now.
Yes.
Shall be commenced, yeah, that's the statute of ultimate repose, the 10-year. Right.
So is that satisfactory for you? Does that put some of that? That we had a lawyer, Mr. Lowry, who had a long dissertation that he sort of wrote for us, but that was basically the essence of his concern, and that this embodies Lowry's concern, the dash 9 amendments, and you.
That brings it in within an even more expansive scope than we were seeking. That's fine.
Before we lose Springer, can we adopt the dash 9?
Yes, ma'am, I move the SB 376-9 amendments.
Right. Are there objections to that? And his, Lowry's comments are way back in the section, subsection 2, where he talks about limitations, statute of limitations.
Madam Chair, I have no objection to it. I'm just wondering if we ought not flag it in sub 1 so that we accept as provided in subparagraph 5. Otherwise, you're going to think you've got a 2-year statute of limitations or statute of repose, and then you're going to have to read on to the end of the sentence of the section to discover that in some circumstances you have a 10-year statute. I think we ought to flag it.
We'll get that worked up before we take final action. Senator, are there objections to the dash 9 amendments with the understanding that we're going to take, work them around, relate to one? Sub 1 back into that subsection. Hearing none, so ordered, we adopted dash 9. I would propose that we come back. We have just really minimal amount left here, that we come back at 5 o'clock for an hour here tonight, take this up first order of business.
You bet.
And clear this up and get it out of here. I think we're ready to do
yep.
that by then.
Mm-hmm.
We are in recess till 5 o'clock, and we'd take up